In December, clashes between pro-democracy protesters and security forces in Egypt left more than a dozen people dead. The fighting shows how the push for change in Egypt continues long after the country's longtime ruler was ousted. The violence last month claimed another casualty as well. Egypt's historic Scientific Institute, originally formed in 1798 by Napoleon Bonaparte, was burned down. Thousands of rare books were destroyed. Well, now there's an effort to undo some of the damage, as Noel King reports from Cairo.
In the basement of the Egyptian National Library, a remarkable rescue effort is underway. Teams of researchers, book restorers, and volunteers are attempting to save 193,000 rare manuscripts, books, and scientific journals. The books are in a sad state, burned by fire and then drenched when desperate firefighters tried to extinguish the flames. Magdi Montasser is vacuum packing the wet books. He gently places each book into a plastic bag, then puts the book into a machine that looks a little like a photocopier. He closes the lid, turns a dial, and the bag fills up with air. Then every bit of air is pushed out with a sharp whoosh.
The machine sealing the pack, empty oxygen, nitrogen, okay? Now, close the machine. No oxygen, no growth of bacteria, or no fungi.
The vacuum-packed books are stacked haphazardly in a basement hallway. The sight of thousands of rare volumes cascading in piles in a dimly lit hallway is shocking, but there's just no other place for them. Okay, so we're headed out onto the roof now of the Egyptian National Archives, where even more books are drying out here in the sun. They're lying on sheets of newspaper. They're being held down by stones. The fastest way and the easiest way to dry them is simply take them up to the roof of the building and let the Egyptian sun beat down on them. Back downstairs, a young man in a white lab coat is slumped at a table, aiming a neon blue hairdryer at a damp scientific journal. Behind him is the crown jewel of the Scientific Institute's collection, an original copy of the Description d'Égypte, a description of Egyptian customs, art, culture, and history that dates back to Napoleon's 1798 campaign. The books are from the Institut d'Égypte, or Egypt's Scientific Institute. The building was a national treasure that most Egyptians didn't even know existed. With no government funding and no digitization of the volumes, historians described it as a sleepy library that attracted researchers with lots of time and patience on their hands. Whoever started the fire during the height of the clashes between Egyptian protesters and security forces in December probably didn't even know what he was destroying.
We are a culture people.
Zain Eddine Mohammed Abdelhati is chairman of the Egyptian National Library. He's furious with the protesters who burned the institute.
I think this is the enemy of the Egyptian culture. So we have a lot in this moment, we have a lot of enemies.
Abdelhati has spent a good portion of the library's budget on the recovery effort. He is running out of money. And the rescuers are tired. Their nerves are frayed. Many of them are heartbroken about the loss. Researcher Mohammed Hassan kneels in a basement room where fans have been turned on full blast to help dry the books. The fans are pointed up at the ceiling to avoid disturbing the ashes and loose pages, all that is left of many of the books. He is gently sifting burnt pages with a gloved hand. Hassan won't throw anything away, though, not even the charred scraps.
Little paper. I keep it here.
It's impossible to tell which books those scraps of
paper. Yeah.
So why save them?
I need somebody who specialist in these cases tell me, draw it away. Okay, I will draw. But until now, I must keep it safe.
Until the experts can decide which books can be saved and which can't, volunteers will continue working for hours at a stretch with hair dryers and shrink wrap machines, trying to salvage history one page at a time. For the world, I'm Noel King in Cairo.